Welcome back. I'm so glad to see you today. Now, our topic for this lesson is one that is so important to the arts integration conversation, assessments. Lots of teachers are weary of using or assessing an arts integration lesson, and it's because of many different misconceptions. My goal for you today is to bust through those myths and help you know when and how to assess an arts integration lesson with integrity. So here's what we're going to cover. The purpose of assessment, why assessment and evaluation are not the same thing, and the difference between assessment for learning and assessment of learning, and the 8 big ideas for assessment that will shape your arts integration lessons. Now that you've gotten familiar with what a typical arts integration lesson looks like and how to write a lesson plan, it's time to talk about that most dreaded of topics, assessment. Assessment is a core part of what we do in education. It keeps us accountable to our students and their progress. It helps us to monitor their progress, and it provides a snapshot into their skills and process development. And finally, it guides us towards customizing each child's educational needs. It is a hugely important in determining how to carve a path towards helping each child reach and achieve their unique potential. However, assessment has often become a distorted method by which schools and administrators, teachers, and students are graded on their success towards these goals. Instead of being used as a marker and a guide, assessment is many times used as a stamp of either success or failure. However, assessment was never intended, nor can it possibly hold that kind of power. These kinds of summative assessments that are used only to provide a brief glimpse into what a student can accomplish on a given day with any one of a set of given circumstances, like not eating breakfast, being in a bad mood, forgetting their lunch, worrying about soccer practice, all of these can have an influence over a student's day. Therefore, a single assessment is not the true picture of what a student has learned and is capable of achieving. Now, a combination of diagnostic, formative, and summative assessments can give a broader and more objective look into what a child has learned in a given unit and what they need further work to develop. All 3 of these assessments used in tandem are geared towards measuring progress, allowing for creative and innovative thinking, synthesizing information to create meaning, and application of skills. These are very 21st century skills and processes that we are hoping to foster in our students to thrive in a bold new world. Arts integration lessons allow for each of these kinds of assessment. By assessing both the content and the arts areas, teachers are creating the opportunity for students to make connections between both areas to create new meaning and to demonstrate their skills in a variety of methods. It is critical that classroom teachers assess both areas in an arts integration lesson to provide consistency, honor both the art and the content, and to allow students to synthesize their own learning. Now, many teachers start integration from the mindset of, why do I have to assess the art? I'm not qualified to judge artwork. When in fact, they are qualified to monitor and assess if students have grown in both objectives that were set from the very beginning. There is a common misconception surrounding this topic. Assessment and evaluation are not the same thing. Assessment is a measurement of growth from beginning to end. And evaluation is a judgment of mastery. In arts integration, we're looking for assessment, not evaluation. This is a critical piece that I really want you to understand because it's at the very heart of why some teachers struggle with getting behind arts integration. Anyone is qualified to assess a lesson. Only content-specific teachers are qualified to evaluate a student on their mastery of a standard. That's why we are looking to assess both standards in an AI lesson rather than evaluate them. This guides the kinds of assessment we select and use in a lesson as well. Now, this makes sense in the way that we know arts integration is most effective. Arts integration is used as a point of application and creation, not for individual direct instruction of a standard. That means that students must have been taught skills and processes of the selected aligned standards prior to the arts integrated lesson. They then use both of those standards to know that they know to apply their learning and create something new and meaningful. The assessment in an arts integrated lesson is a way to measure growth in using, applying, and creating with the set of standards over time. It's not meant as a judgment of mastery of the standards selected. Only the classroom or content area teachers can evaluate student mastery of the reading, math, science, or social studies standards. And only the arts teacher can evaluate student mastery of the arts standard. But anyone is capable of assessing if a student has accomplished an understanding and adequate use of a content and art skill or process through rubrics, demonstrations, and the ability to connect the arts to the content. Remember, the classroom teacher is not teaching the art skills and processes. That remains the art teacher's job. The arts teachers will evaluate the skill of the technique. The classroom teacher is simply assessing the use of both skills in demonstrating knowledge and synthesis of a set of standards. Additionally, teachers need to assess both areas because the lesson was written based upon the interweaving of both the content and the art standards. If teachers simply assess their own content, they're missing the other key ingredient to what was being taught. Here's the thing I want you to most remember. If you teach it, you assess it. What was the purpose of going through the effort of teaching both standards if you're only going to assess one of them? If that was the case, this would be an arts and crafts lesson rather than true arts integration. And that's definitely not what we're trying to do. One thing we do want to be considering is the purpose of assessment in our lessons. Realize that these can be different depending on what you're trying to measure. Now, there are two main types of assessments: assessment for learning and assessment of learning. Assessments for learning are formative and diagnostic assessments that check learning progress to decide what to do next. Its feedback is usually detailed, specific, and description-based, and these are measuring individual students against their own learning goals, prior work, or a specific standard. It's usually ongoing and the feedback is immediate. And it's meant to be used to help students identify their own understanding and evaluate the quality of their work. It can also be used to diagnose gaps in skills and to help decide on next steps. So some strategies we use in assessment for learning are self-evaluation, analyzing work, developing and using rubrics, journaling or portfolios, sketchbooks, composition, and peer reviews. Assessments of learning are summative assessments that check what has been learned to date. These usually summarize information into marks, scores, or grades. These kinds of assessments are measuring the educational environment, including teachers, curriculum, educational systems, programs, and processes. They usually occur during a set point of time, often at the end of a unit or a course, or annually at the same time each school year. And they're meant to provide an overall description of students' status and evaluate the effectiveness of the educational environment. Now, some strategies used in assessment of learning are standardized tests. These typically include a pull of test questions or a common rubric for judging a project. While we all have a tendency to say that formative and diagnostic assessments are better for students, the truth is that we need to be using all three types to get a good overall picture of learning. In any high-quality arts integration lesson, you'll find multiple assessment measures throughout. There may be a diagnostic assessment at the beginning of the lesson, followed by one or two formative assessments. And at the conclusion of the lesson or a project, you may also include a summative assessment. Knowing what the types are and how to use them is important. And we'll get into more detail about each type in another lesson. For now, just remember that you'll want to consider all three as a part of your arts integration lessons. As you become more confident in your assessment foundation, I want you to remember the 8 big ideas surrounding effective assessment practices. These come from the book, Talk About Assessment, Strategies and Tools to Improve Learning from Damian Cooper. And I find them so relevant to assessing arts integration lessons. Number 1. Assessment serves different purposes at different times. Number 2, assessment must be planned and purposeful. Number three, assessment must be balanced and flexible. Number four, effective assessment informs learning. Number five, assessment must inform students through words, not just grades and numbers. Number six, assessment is a collaborative process. Number seven, performance standards are essential to effective assessment. And finally, number eight, grading and reporting student achievement is a caring, sensitive process. Now, we've included these eight big ideas in your workbook for this lesson, along with a reflection area for each. Take some time to look at these big areas and big ideas and consider how you currently put them into practice and what you may be able to do better. Then think about them in the context of arts integration. What are some ways you can build these in these practices in an arts integration lesson? Take your time with this. The more reflective you are here, the better. What comes to the surface for you will help you create an even better learning experience for students and teachers. And there you have it. You've just learned all about the purpose of assessments in arts integration and some key ways to begin weaving them into your lesson design. This is definitely a weighty topic, and I'm so proud of you for giving it your all. Now, be sure to download that workbook today for some super helpful assessment resources and your brainstorming sheet. Take your time reflecting on this process and jotting down your ideas. Remember, it's brainstorming, so there's no right or wrong answers, nor is there any judgment. This is just for your benefit. So go ahead and dive in. I'll see you soon over at your next lesson.